From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A monitoring group says the battle for the Syrian city of Aleppo is in its final stage. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says rebel forces are withdrawing from their last holdouts in face of an advancing government troop force. Earlier, the Syrian government recaptured a southern district and carried out airstrikes against the last remaining areas controlled by opposition forces. About 200 kilometers to the southwest, the Islamic State group was reported in full control of Palmyra after 4 days of fighting outside the city. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter visited Israel Monday to help celebrate the arrival of the country's first two F-35 fighter jets built by the U.S. firm Lockheed Martin.
This evening, we're celebrating the remarkable progress of the U.S.-Israel defense relationship and also of an Air Force that began by flying leftover World War II planes and is now flying the most advanced aircraft in history.
Israel is among several countries that have ordered the jets and has plans to buy 50 of them. Portugal's Antonio Guterres was sworn in Monday as the ninth UN Secretary General.
Thank you very much for all your kind words. I am deeply honored by the trust and confidence member states have placed in me and determined to be guided by the purposes and principles of the Charter.
Guterres told member states that the United Nations needs to be nimble, efficient, and effective. He said it must focus more on delivery and less on process, more on people, he says, and less on bureaucracy. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump says he will announce his choice for Secretary of State Tuesday. Observers are expecting him to appoint ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to the job. A federal judge has rejected an attempt to suspend a law in Colorado that forces the state's electors to vote for the winner of the November election. The ruling is a setback to plans by several electors to try to block Donald Trump from winning the Electoral College vote. A recount of votes in the state of Wisconsin has dealt another disappointment to anti-Trump forces. It turns out that Trump not only won the election there, but after a recount, he actually won by an increased margin. Donald Trump fired a new broadside Monday at the Central Intelligence Agency's reported finding that Russia interfered in the presidential election to help Trump win. Trump said if Democrat Hillary Clinton had won and Republicans had complained of Russian interference, they would have been accused of promoting a conspiracy theory. Meanwhile, the Senate Republican Majority Leader voiced confidence in the CIA and said Russian activities must be probed. Michael Bowman reports.
The Russians are not our friends.
Senator Mitch McConnell told reporters Russian hacking must be taken seriously.
Obviously, any foreign breach of our cybersecurity measures is disturbing.
McConnell did not call for a special congressional committee to lead the probe, saying existing committees can do the job. He weighed in as new questions arose about the relationship President-elect Donald Trump will have with intelligence agencies.
I have the highest confidence in the intelligence community and especially the Central Intelligence Agencies.
Trump has dismissed CIA assertions of Russian hacking as the Obama administration diverting attention from Democratic electoral losses. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid blames FBI Director James Comey for the Democrats' loss in the last election. Reid says Comey ignored pleas to investigate possible Russian interference. He said he believes the Democrats would have won the Senate and that Donald Trump would have lost the presidency if Comey had acted. The European Union and Cuba have signed an agreement to normalize ties that had been blocked for decades by human rights concerns under the late communist leader Fidel Castro. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Parilla and European Union of Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini, along with representatives from the 28 EU member states, signed the agreement Monday in Brussels. Italy's center-left coalition is now headed by a new prime minister. He is Paolo Gentiloni, and his administration is quite similar to the one that just ended. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.